listen to the chant of the tobacco auctioneer. Hold on. So, to the American Tobacco Company.
Naturally, the independent tobacco experts, like the auctioneer you just heard, know who buys what tobacco. With these experts, with men who know tobacco best, it's lucky 2-1. Lucky Strike presents Melody Puzzle, the new song game with music by Harry Soler and his orchestra, songs by Buddy Clark, Freddie Gibson, and the Songsmith Quartet, and your genial host, Fred Utell. Here he is.
Thank you, everybody, and welcome to another Monday night's Melody Puzzle. Well, we got a brand new list of amusing, prize-winning Melody Puzzles here, so let's all relax and have a real good time. Now, as most of you know how the game goes by now, we won't waste any time getting right into it. The 8 contestants, picked at random from our studio audience, are here on the stage with their fingers crossed, hoping they'll win a prize by guessing the song titles. And those of you at home can win prizes, too, as I'll explain. If you're all ready, our cast will enact the first dramatic sketch. Hidden in the actor's lines, you know, is the title of a popular song. Now, you try to guess what it is. This first prize winner was sent in by Bill Allen, Jr., of 13408 Graham Road, East Cleveland, Ohio. And for it, Mr. Allen received $25 and a carton of Lucky. It's a lucky day for Bill Allen. So, if you're all set, here it comes.
An affair of the Smiths and Joneses. Marjorie Smith is making gabfest with her neighbor, Helen Jones.
Oh, won't you sit down, Helen?
Gee, it's nice of you to call.
Oh, dear, I can't really. I just came over to borrow a few things. Have you a bridge table you could lend me?
Oh, certainly. We're not playing bridge tonight. Jim and I are spending a quiet evening at home.
Oh, thanks a lot. Oh, but I need some forks, too.
Oh, of course. Anything else?
Oh, well, let me see. Do you have water bottle glasses? Yes, a cocktail shaker.
Well, there it is.
And Joe's relatives, these are. They're coming to play for blood. Oh, that reminds me. Candlesticks.
Sure, we haven't used them since the lights failed last spring.
Oh, you're a dear. Well, I guess that's all. Thanks for all the eat. The memory is weak, though. I must have forgotten something.
You have got food in, haven't you?
Oh, Dad, 4 cans of sardines. Uh-oh, I knew there was something else. Honey, you've got to let me have your dessert plate.
Sure, anything for a pal. Now, you're sure you're not forgetting any?
Oh, not everything, I think. Food, plates, cards, relatives. Oh, honey, I knew there was one more thing.
Shoot.
We'll need a fourth bridge. Can I borrow your husband?
Melody Puzzle, number one for this evening, and here's our first contestant. What's your name, sir?
Eugene Cooper.
Eugene Cooper? Yes. Where do you live?
1845 Sterling Place, Brooklyn.
1845 Sterling Place, Brooklyn. Well, here's a chance for you to get on that subway with a nice new $10 bill. What do you think the title of our first Melody Puzzle is?
I've the slightest idea.
You haven't the slightest idea? That isn't a song title. Not the slightest idea?
No. Oh, I don't mean that. I don't know what.
Oh, you don't know what the title is?
Oh.
All right. Thanks very much indeed for trying anyway. How about you?
Well, I think it's a cocktail for two.
No, it isn't a cocktail for two, but I'll meet you after the show. Thanks a lot. How about you, sir? What do you think the title is? Thanks for the memory. Thanks very much for the suggestion. And you will thank me for a $10 bill. That's just right. Harry Soler, if you please. And Buddy Clark. Let it go.
Harlem tune, and motor trips, and burning lips, and burning toast, and prunes. How lovely it was. for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, your cozy Karen parties where we sang sweet Adeline. How lovely it was. Many's the time that we feasted, and many's the time that we fasted. No, well, it was well while it lasted. We did have fun and no harm done, and thanks for the memory of sunburns at the shore, nights in Singapore. You might have been a headache, but you never were a bore. So thank you so much.
Puzzle number one, the title was Thanks for the Memory, and here's the gentleman who collects our first prize of this evening, Mr. Philip Gorlin of 129, is that Schuyler Avenue?
Schuyler Avenue, that's correct.
New York, New Jersey, and across the river goes this $19 bill and a carton of luggage.
All right, thank you.
And there you are. Now, how about the rest of you? How did you do with that, huh? Well, the clues were right in one speech when Helen said, thanks. Thanks for all these. The memory is weak, though. And there it was, thanks for the memory. Pretty simple. Well, if that was too hard for you, maybe this next one will be a little bit easier. Or, again, if that was too easy, maybe the next one will be a little harder. And then again, if it was neither easy or hard, maybe this next one will be the same way. So you can't tell. This one was submitted by F.I. Collop of 813 Butte Street, Vallejo, California. Another prize-winning melody puzzle, and here's a tip. Listen carefully now to this tip. This is an old song, and one that I'm sure you all know, so keep listening. On your mark, get set, go.
Our next scene takes place on the landing at Smithers Bend on the old Mississippi. Get along, old man River.
Now, what are you waiting for, Jackson?
I ain't waiting for nothing. And the name ain't Jackson. It's Robert E. Lee.
Says you.
No, it does.
Anyway, it sure is hot.
It sure is.
Where you from, boy?
Well, it's back yonder way.
You look like a mud hole fisherman to me.
That's so.
Yeah, that's right.
I ain't seen you catching nothing out of this old river.
Oh, I just trifled with the fish, huh? I tantalized them, then I grabbed them with my bare hands.
That's so.
Yeah, for sure enough.
Ain't that something?
Oh, you see me in repose. I have to conservate my strength.
You look all right.
You aim for fish yet?
Yeah, I does.
Then what did you want to use for bait? Minnows?
Boy, you is ununiform.
Then what is you going to use?
Shark?
Go on, boy, there ain't no shark around here.
That's all right. There ain't no fish neither.
And there you have it. Here's our next contestant for the evening. What is your name?
Betty Larson.
Betty Larson or Lawson?
Lawson.
Lawson. Mm-hmm. L-A-W.
Yes.
All right, ma'am. What is your address?
6421 Booth Street, Forest Hills.
6421 Booth Street, Forest Hills. Mm-hmm. And how about that $10 bill? You know the title of our melody puzzle number two?
Ain't that something?
No, I'm afraid it isn't. All right. Thanks very much indeed. How about you, sir?
Waiting for the Robert E. Lee?
Waiting for the Robert E. Lee is exactly correct. And that's our songstress quartet and Harry Salter. Play as you will. Thank you.
Thank you.
second one of this evening is Mr. Jess Sorgan of 2352 64th Street, Brooklyn, New York. Is that correct, sir?
That's right, sir.
All right, here you are. A nice $10 bill, your carton of Luckies, and thank you very much,
Mr. Thank you, sir.
There you are. Very nicely done, indeed. All right, now, I gave you a tip on that one, so it shouldn't have been too hard. Here's the way it went. It was all in the second line when Lee said, "I ain't waiting for nothing. I ain't waiting for nothing." And the name ain't in it, Robert E. Lee. So you put that all together and you had waiting for the Robert E. Lee. You get that one? All right, good, and thank you very much. Now, we bring to you the verdict of the highest court in Tobacco Land.
The opinions of three judges will be delivered this evening. First, the opinion of Mr. Connor W. Acock.
I operate the Bennett Tobacco Warehouse in Durham, North Carolina. My warehouse has a capacity of 300,000 pounds of tobacco, about 2,700 baskets. But even on the very best days, not more than 30% of that tobacco is good enough for Lucky Strike. That's less than one basket in three. Proof that Lucky Strike buys the best tobacco only. I've smoked Lucky for 10 years now.
The opinion of the second judge, Mr. Harry R. King.
I've been 17 years around tobacco. I've invested around $648,000 for my own account as an independent tobacco buyer. So knowledge of tobacco is part of my business equipment. I've smoked Lucky for 8 years now because I'm convinced that the tobacco Lucky Strike buys gives the best smoke for my money.
And the third judge, Mr. L.A. Riggs of Goldsboro, North Carolina.
As a tobacco auctioneer, I attended that same tent at Tobacco Markets in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Tennessee. I've sold more than 7.5 million pounds this year, and I've seen Lucky Strike get the puttest tobacco at the auction. That's why I've smoked Lucky Strike ever since 1931.
Warehousemen, buyers, auctioneers. Yes, they represent the highest court in tobacco land. That's why Lucky Strike believes you, as a smoker, will be interested in this fact. Sworn records show that among these independent tobacco experts, Lucky's have over twice as many exclusive smokers as have all the other cigarettes combined. Remember this fact the next time you buy cigarettes. Sworn records show that with men who know tobacco best, it's Lucky's 2-to-1.
Again with some more Melody Puzzles. Now, this next one really is the honey. It's sent in by Ruth Rutledge Slater of 1618 Locust Street, way out in Omaha, Nebraska. And if Miss Slater is listening, there's a check for $25 and a carton of Lucky's on the way to her in the mail. And here comes a little drama all acted out for you. Ready? Let it flicker.
The scene is the shopping district of a small city on a spring evening. Jim and Ann are strolling along doing a little window shopping.
Let's stop and look here, Jim. Oh, those black pumps with old Jim, aren't they, darling?
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
My, you're certainly enthusiastic. Oh, that window over there, Jim. New spring frock. Oh, that suit with the pink blouse. Pink is so good this spring, too.
Well, pink is good any time, isn't it? Whoever heard of pink being bad?
Silly. I mean, pink is one of the leading colors for spring.
My, my. Do remind me to get out my old pink tie. A stitch here and a tuck there, and none of the boys will ever know but what I just bought it.
You're being very funny, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Ah, here's a window full of coats. I can't imagine you passing these up.
My dear, dear, of course I won't. I do need a new light coat. Do you suppose
Now, Ann, after we bought your fur coat, you promised that we'd save for my golf club membership next.
Oh, I hadn't really forgotten. Oh, look at me, Jim.
What for? Okay, I'm looking.
Jimmy, you do still love me, don't you?
Oh, I still love you. I still love the kitchen and everything. But good night. What's all this about?
You just keep on looking my way. Lean over closer. Closer? No, keep right on walking.
Say, I'm not going to kiss you right here on the street, if that's what you mean.
No, that isn't what I wanted. Okay, you can look away now, honey.
Have you gone batty or something? What kind of a game was that?
Oh, that wasn't a game, darling. I just wanted to attract your attention while we got past that window full of golf equipment.
Melody Puzzle. Number three. Here's a tall gentleman who happens to be our next contestant. What is your name, sir?
Hugh Greenham.
Hugh Greener?
Greenham.
Greenham.
G-R-E-E-N-A-N. Greenham.
Greenham. I got it straight finally. All right, what's your address?
6 Pawnee Court, Bayonne, New Jersey.
They own New Jersey, across the river again.
That's right.
Have you any idea of the title of Melody Puzzle Number 3?
I still love to catch it tonight.
Thank you, Everson. I mean, that's fine. Thank you very, very much indeed. Buddy Clark and Harry Stoller, if you will.
First I kissed you when we were 16. I still love the touch of your lips. I can't get too much of your lips. I know when your hair is nowhere white, I'll still love to kiss you goodnight.
Puzzle Number 3, the title, I Still Love to Kiss You Goodnight, and the winner is Mr. Hugh Greenham. Is that 6 Pavonia Court? Isn't that
right?
6 Pavonia Court, Bayonne, New Jersey. And for that name, address, and winning the Melody Puzzle, you get a nice new $10 bill.
Thank you.
There you have it. How about it, folks? Did that puzzle you very much? Well, anyway, the clues were rather easy. If you knew where to look for them. Of course, that's the secret of the game. The husband said, sure, I still love you. I still love to kiss you and everything. But good night, what's all this about? Not all made, I still love to kiss you, good night, and it was pretty easy, huh? No? Well, there's another chance coming up in just a second. But now, here's a little sketch sent in by Mr. Lucky Strike himself.
The scene is backstage at the famous Metropolitan Opera House during a performance of Carmen. Two minor members of the company are standing in the wings, listening to the applause as Bruna Castagna, the Carmen, takes her bow. Listen.
You listen to that house. Castagna was drinking like a wonderful voice tonight.
He certainly was. Gee, I wonder if I'll ever be out there taking those bows myself.
You will if you keep on studying. You've got the voice. Just listen to that applause.
She really is terrific in that part of Carmen.
Yeah. You know, I should think it would be hard to smoke cigarettes and sing at the same time. The way she has to do it, Carmen.
Well, you know what she told me about that? She said she only smokes Lucky, and if they don't bother her, throw it away. And that's why I started smoking them now, too.
Yes, Lucky's passed the hardest test of all, for they have proved themselves gentle even to the sensitive throats of singers. As Madame Castagna herself said, with Lucky's, I can smoke and sing. And many other famous singers, like Lotte Lehmann, Richard Crook, Tito Schipa, Gertrude Pettergren, to mention only a few, have told us the same thing. Lucky's are easy on their throats. And here's the reason. The exclusive process is toasted, removed certain throat irritants naturally present in all tobaccos. This process, combined with the accurate control of moisture through every step in manufacture, makes Lucky's a light smoke. A smoke that is never dry, never hot. Remember, certain irritants are out of Lucky's. And so Lucky's are easy on your throat. Next time you buy cigarettes, make sure of a light smoke. Ask for Lucky Strike.
Friends, before we start Melody Puzzle number 4, here's the good news to you folks listening at home. There's a check for $25 and a carton of Lucky Strikes waiting for you if you'll just sit down and write a Melody Puzzle that we can use in this program. And that's where we get our sketches, you know, from you people listening in. Everybody, all those people listening, those people here, all play our game for us. And we need 4 new ones every week. So please get busy, won't you, please? 2 pleases? If you can think of an idea that might fit some popular song, any popular song except those used on the program tonight, just work out a brief story around its title and send it along. We have writers to polish them up a bit, so please don't hesitate because you don't think you're a dramatist. They're really fun to write. Just be sure the actual words of the title you choose are incorporated in the actor's line. And don't give up if you've tried once or if you've already won. There's always a first time and a second and a third, for that matter. But now, here are the rules.
1, the final decision as to the winning melody puzzles rests with us and will be based upon originality, interest, and cleverness of clues. If more than one of you pick the same song to write about, the decision as to which credit to accept remains entirely with us. 2, all melody puzzles submitted, win or lose, become our property, and we cannot return them to their authors or answer inquiries about them. 3, entries for this week must be postmarked not later than midnight, Thursday, February 24th. They will be heard on Monday, March 7th. Address your entries to Melody Puzzles, 111 Fifth Avenue, New York City. Melody Puzzles, 111 Fifth Avenue, New York City. Every one of these can enter no matter where you live, except employees of the American Tobacco Company and their advertising agents.
Here is Melody Puzzle number 4. The author of this one is E.B. Thornton of 722 Ridge Avenue, Arlington Heights, Illinois. And E.B. Thornton wins $25 in the carton lucky. So, if you're resting back in your armchairs now and ready to listen, here she comes.
The scene is the interior of an auto trailer parked in a clearing near a deserted farmhouse. Mr. and Mrs. Jones are apparently making ready for the night.
Oh, I just know I'll never be able to sleep in this thing, Henry.
Why, it's perfectly safe, Martha. What are you so fidgety about? You got me here with you, haven't you?
Yes, but you heard what that little boy said. That old house over there is haunted.
Oh, sure. Besides, I have a pistol here.
You can't shoot a ghost with a pistol, Henry.
Oh, ghost nonsense. You start getting ready for bed now. I'm going to get the keys out of the car while I think of it.
And don't you be gone long, Henry. Goodness, if I'd ever thought it was going to be like this.
Who?
Who is it? Henry. Henry, do you want to scare me to death, sticking your head in the wind like that?
All right, Father. Why can't you be cool like I am?
Cool. I heard a noise. Turn out the lights.
What noise? Was it... Where are you pointing?
Look. Oh, over there. It's a white face in the dark.
Gosh. Now, where do I get my pistol?
Why are you shaking so?
I'm going to shoot that thing, haven't I? And I never shot a pistol before.
Oh, it's moving towards us, Henry.
Stand back, Martha.
Oh, gracious, it's nothing but a cow. Henry. Oh, good heavens, he's fainted.
Melody Puzzle. Melody Puzzle number 4. What is your name, sir?
Ralph Blomberg.
Ralph Blomberg, where are you living?
411 Hinsdale Street, Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York. All right, sir, here's a chance for you. What do you think the title of our Melody Puzzle number 4 is?
I wish I knew.
I can understand how you feel. Thanks very much, anyway. How about you, sir?
What do you think the title?
Ghost Goes to Town?
No, Mr. Ghost didn't come to this town at all. That isn't the title, I'm sorry to say. And here's our first contestant. Another chance for you, sir. What do you think the title?
The Haunted House.
No, I'm afraid that isn't it either. Next contestant, have you any idea?
In the Still of the Night.
In the Still of the Night? They all sound good, but they're not really the title. Thanks very much. I'm sorry that isn't it. And here's our next contestant. What do you think about it?
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo. You got it. You smashed it right out of the dragon's mouth that time. Boo-hoo. Buddy Gibson, Harry Soler, if you please.
Thank you.
me crying for you. And as I sit here and sigh, says I can't believe it's true. I'll tell my mama on you. The little game that you played has made her baby all so blue. You left me in the lurch. You left me waiting at the gate. Ooh, that's why I'm crying for you. Someday you'll feel like I do, and you'll be booing too.
Melody Puzzle number 4. The title was Boo Hoo, and the young lady who manages to be the lucky one this time is Miss Betty Lawson of 6421 Booth Street, Forest Hills. And I understand, Miss Lawson, one of my spies just reported, that the way you happened to guess that was that happened to be your favorite song, is that right?
It is, yes.
You must have been concentrating very hard on that. All right, here's your $10 bill and your card and the luckies, and thanks very, very much.
Thank you.
A little concentration go a long way. Here's how the clues were hidden in that one. It was just a very small clue, as a matter of fact, when Henry stuck his head in the window and said, who? And Martha immediately said, who? Who is it? Who? Who? There it is. Very simple. Boo, who? My, oh, my, some of these song titles are kind of tough. Now, if you fellows are going to sit down and write some melody puzzles to us tonight, pick any title that happens to appeal to you as long as it's a popular song. And don't forget to send it in before midnight this coming Thursday. We want to hear from all of you, and when I say it's really easy to write a quality puzzle, I honestly mean it. If yours is chosen, remember you receive a prize of $25 and a carton of Lucky Strikes. But get your entry in the mail by midnight Thursday. Here's the address once again. Send it to Melody Puzzles, 2011 Fifth Avenue, New York City. And join our Melody Puzzle party next Monday night, won't you please? Fine. We'll have a new batch of 12 sketches, and I know you'll all have a good time. This is your host, Fred Bell, saying good night, and thank you very much for being with us. Good night.
That was Melody Puzzle, brand new game with music by Harry Solder, songs by Buddy Clark, Betty Gibson, and the song Quartet. Join the fun again next Monday at the same time. And next time you buy a cigarette, remember that independent tobacco expert, auctioneer's Bible warehouse, with men who know the best, it's located 2-1.